couple times you were even with a corner now. And that's happened a few times in the past few games when you didn't get the ball. These times you were even, you ended up leaving the guy. When you're in that situation, do you always expect to win?
Yeah, you know, there's a saying, though, if I'm even, I'm leaving, you know. So, we were able to put the ball up, and Alex gave us, you know, chances to go out there and make plays, and we came up big for him. And I think in a game like this, with the elements, the way that they kind of were, those plays are big. So, credit to Alex and credit to Big Red calling the plays.
You're a pretty competitive guy. I mean, you're seeing single coverage. Do you take that as disrespect?
That's kind of what they do, man. You know, in the NFL, we're playing against the best of the best week in and week out. It's just we were a little bit better today. So, that's kind of how things go.
Jalen, when you got here today, raining 30-some degrees, are you thinking you're going to be doing a lot of blocking today?
You think of, the elements and kind of how they were outside, and you think of kind of a ground and pound game. But, like I said, in a game like this, a lot of single coverage. Quarterback just puts the ball up, let guys go out there and make plays.
How impressed were you with your offensive line today?
They played very, very well. They have for the last, five, six, seven games. We had some guys go down, guys stepped up. That's big. That's credit to, the coaching staff getting these guys ready. Even the guys who don't take the practice reps, getting them mentally ready and able to step in if something like that happens.
You see that in the huddle, you look up and like, who are these guys in here?
Next man up, man. Next man up. I think, the good thing about kind of what we have, with everybody on our team, I feel like everybody's played, and I think, that game experience, carries over. So if your number's called, like I said, it's next man up.
Jeremy, you talked about a lot of single coverage today. Did you see more personally than you had in
Well, they started that way and they got out of it very quickly. So.
With your situation, I mean, how often do you, after the first quarter, it seemed like you guys were a lot more aggressive downfield, throwing it. What happened there? Was there like an adjustment made on the side?
It's hard for, the thing about, when you're playing a game like this is we know where we're going, they don't know where we're going. And obviously the footing comes into play and everything like that. But at the end of the day, man, we like what we have, and if we have opportunity to go out there and make plays, and like I said, the quarterback puts it up, which he did a phenomenal job of that today. Guys came up big for him.
How often do you talk to Alex? Hey, man, I got single covers. I'm open. How often do you holler at him about that?
Well, if you talk to a lot of receivers, we feel like we open every play. So that's kind of how it goes. But we'll continue to build chemistry, continue to get better at that. We have open communication. He's free to come up to me. I go up and talk to him. I think that's the one thing that I really like about him. He's very, you can go up and talk to him about anything, and he listens, and he has suggestions, and we go out there and we work together. So I think that's been the difference between, the streak that we're on and prior to, kind of what, the losing streak we're on. So
Jeremy, along the lines of receivers always being right, did you catch that ball on the diving pass to the end zone?
Yeah.
One more, guys.
What's the confidence level in there right now? I mean, you going through this tough game today and winning, you guys.
No, we love our locker room, man. We believe in what we have in that locker room. This organization did a great job of putting guys in that locker room to not only lead, but guys can go out there and make plays and guys who are very good at what they do. So, like I say, we stumbled, early on in the season, but right now, we've got together and we'll continue to get better. And now, it's all about the next game. So, you can't look too far in advance. The next game is the most important game.
When Alex is connecting downfield like that, your two first down conversions on the screens in the running game, how much more multiple is he making the offense with those vertical passes?
Just whenever you can do everything, it just opens up everything. Opens up the run game, opens up the underneath stuff. That's what we want to be. We want to be a balanced football team. And I think, especially in a day like today, when you can be a balanced football team, the sky's the limit.
Jeremy, you've said this before, but you take a lot of pride in not just trying to make a big reception, but doing all the little things, whether that's blocking or even speaking up. I mean, did you feel like at some point today you asserted yourself more than maybe you have?
Yeah, it's all about being reliable. And I think, whenever, you know, my number was called. It was all about being reliable, and I think, you know, that's what it's all about. It's not about stats. It's not about how many catches. It's not about yards. It's about being there when your team needs you and, you know, being reliable.